Once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the rainy but still wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, where Jesus Christ remains Lord as he is in your nation, as he is around the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means that the whole thing belongs to him. That means that everything that you can see, that you can touch, taste, feel, everything you can imagine, all universes discovered and undiscovered, everything is his. So God, being a creative God, allows excuse me. They come in twos. Yes. God, being a creative God, created all of this, and it is his. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's why, you know what? All of these elections that people have around the world, all of these promoting each other, raising up figures, making people important, giving people position, and setting them up in the world, you know, it's really vanity. If you ever want to get a really good summary of what life is and the end of the pursuits of this life for most people, you have to understand that a lot of people in this life have things that they spend their entire existence pursuing. And if you want to know where the end of most of those things end up, read the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1 through 12. Solomon, richest man that ever lived, and with the value of gold now being what it is, and how much of that he had, yes, definitely the richest man that ever lived, and he, unrestrained, was able to go through what everything that this world could have to offer. And at the conclusion of trying it all, wine, women, and song, huge building projects, the best of whatever he could think of, laughter, anything he could come up with, he tried it to see what was the purpose in all of that. And all the time, all the while, time was ticking on. All the while, he just saw the futility of it all, because he would depart from this life and leave it. And he didn't know the nature of even the person that would stay after him and take over all that which he had put together. So that process of realizing in this life what's important, and what was the conclusion of the matter? If you don't have much time, go and just read the last few verses in chapter 12, and you get the entire conclusion of the matter. It's good to read the stuff before, because it all leads up to that. But what does it lead up to? Honor the Lord, obey the Lord. Follow him. This is the whole duty of man. That process of basically, look, this whole thing comes down to fear the Lord, obey his commandments, walk with him. The conclusion of the whole thing is that, look, everything in the world, all that it has, everything that it offers you is empty. And even if you get it all, Jesus said, what does it profit a man to gain the entire world and yet forfeit his soul? So, that conclusion of the matter is that, look, it's about him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. This whole thing is His. So you might as well keep the right priorities in the right place and honor the Lord, fear the Lord, honor Him, keep His commandments, walk with Him with clean hands and a pure heart. Walk with Him according to what His plan and purpose intent and His intention is for you. And in that process, God will reveal His desire, His plan, His will, His way. His kingdom will come. His will be done in you, in earth as it is in heaven. That is the prayer. That is the desire of our heart. That is what we look for. That is what we desire. When we look to Him and we pray in the middle of the difficult things that we go through in this life, when we go through difficult trials, the thing that we pray for is we pray, Lord, Your kingdom come. Lord, we know that there's a better way if Your dominion is over these situations. So Lord, please, Your dominion, Your kingdom, and whatever role it is that I have in this, whatever part that I can play in facilitating Your will, if it's just getting out of the way and opening up in the realm of spirit, Your intervention into this thing, because I can pray. I can pray. You can pray. You and I, we are ambassadors of the living God in the earth. That means that we are representatives of a different kingdom. We are representatives of a king. And as ambassadors of light and truth, we can speak the truth. And our Father, who art in heaven, He is going to fulfill that truth as we hold it up. See, one thing you got to always know is that God's method, He uses people. He doesn't have to. He chooses to. A big difference. God chooses to. When God established the earth, and He put Adam in the earth, and He gave Adam authority, and He gave Adam responsibility. And Adam, as he exercised that authority and that responsibility according to the will and plan of God, good things happened. Good things were happening. But the moment that Adam stepped away from all of that, then things started to get strange. Then sin entered into our existence. Then we died. As in Adam, all men die. So, you know, as long as he stayed in, but God chose to use a man. And even Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man, came in the form and the fashion of human likeness, the spotless Lamb of God. And Mary, you know, the in vitro transplant into Mary, the surrogate mother carrying the incarnate Word of God. The Word became flesh, dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and spoke into this life and into this reality. See, God intended for His method to be a man. To use people, to use His creation to accomplish His purposes. See, that's why you and I have such an amazing opportunity in this life. Because God's method is a man, and because God would rather see you exercise the authority that He's placed in you, in life, and in the situations of life, in the things that you face. God intends for you to rise up in the authority He's already put in you, in His name. See, Jesus said, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, go. So, and he told them, hey, when you go, I'm going to go with you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the very end of the age. So go He's with you, and He's put His authority in you. Now, that authority that He puts in you, it gives you power. Because with that authority comes, with authority comes power. Think about any world leader. What do they have? They have authority, and vested in that authority is power. Vested in that authority comes power. Because as they exercise their authority, power is yielded. Power is granted. Power is taken away. Power is exercised based on the authority, based on that which has been entrusted unto them. So you and I, as ambassadors of the living God, as ambassadors of Christ in the earth, we have authority. Because He lives in us. Now, when you realize that the very authority that Jesus walked with in the earth, think about it. What did He do when He sent out His 12? He gave them authority to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out the demons, cleanse the lepers. He gave them authority. Why? Because He had the authority first, and He gave that authority unto them as well, so they could accomplish His purposes in the earth. And when you realize that God has put His authority in you, then you can exercise it. You know, another thing too, is even if you have authority, if you don't exercise it, it's not used. You know, take for example, somebody that's put into a position in a company. Well, that position comes, with that position comes authority. But if that person doesn't exercise that authority, then it's irrelevant. He's got to use that authority that he has for the best interest of whatever his responsibility is. So a lot of people have the authority. Look, from the moment that you start serving Christ, the moment that you started walking with Him, God's authority was on you because Christ is on you. The Spirit of the living God was invested in you. And as Christ reigns in you and His authority rests on you, here's the thing, you have to exercise it according to the will of God. When God quickens you, you have to exercise that authority He's put in you. And He intends that you would. Because that's when power is let loose. First, it starts with the authority being placed in you, which you get when you bow your knee before the King of Kings and ask Him to come into your heart. Ask Him to save you. You get that authority with Him because you're marked for Him. When the Holy Spirit breaks through and just quickens your life and gives you that power to put to death everything that would keep you from being what God intended you to be. But in that power, it comes from authority. And so God is quickening His people to take up the authority that He's already placed in them over their situations, and to release that power of God into those things. See, you need to release the power of God into whatever it is that you're doing. You don't want to do these things by yourself. You don't want to do these things in your own strength. Because when you do things in your own strength, you're limited. When you do things in your own ability, that's it. It has that limitation. But God intended that you would live a limitless life. And so, but that comes from submitting to His authority and allowing the power of God from the authority He puts in you to then be released. And you can pray over situations, and God can change things. God can change hearts. God can change situations. In the moment of time, God can turn everything around, and in a moment of time, God can allow for confusion and difficulty and all those things if he just takes his hand off and just lets the devil do what he wants to do. God can do whatever he wants. This whole thing is his. We established that at the start. It's the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So we are just playing a role for a window of time here. And God's intention for us is that we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free, set us free. He wanted us to know it for ourselves, to choose it for ourselves. You know, God intends that we would choose to be with him, that we would choose to experience the fullness of what he intends for his people. See, God doesn't want robots. He doesn't want robots in his kingdom. He wants people that of their free will choice, they choose to want and desire his presence, his power, his calling, his heart for them. Those are what they want. And those are what you will find. You know, in eternity, you're going to find you're going to find people that have that heart to be with him. You're going to find those that there's not going to be robots there. There's not going to be people that are there that he twisted their arm to be there. No. These are going to be those that they're the core of their being, they want him. And they long to be with him. They long for his presence. And they receive their desire in eternity. See, when people, you know, sometimes people have asked, oh, how could God send people to hell? You know, people choose, they make choice, they make decisions, and based on their choices, they receive the ramifications for their actions, be them good or bad. Yeah, they get choice. And God allows for that. And so when people leave this life, when they go on from this life to the next, they go to the eternal place of their choice. So it won't be a surprise. Essentially, wherever it is that people spend their eternity, it's not going to be a surprise. Because they know in their hearts that that's been their choice. They know in themselves that that's truly been their choice. And when you step from this life into the next, what happens is you go from that which is within will be that which is without. See, right now, when you walk around in this life, people only see the shell. They only see the physical body that you live in. They don't see the real person that's inside. So the real person that's inside is something different. And, you know, or it's, yeah, so it's different. It's, and so when somebody steps into eternity, that which is within is what comes out. That's what's manifest in all eternity for people to see. So if within you have a pure heart, you serve the Lord God with all that you are, you have a desire for his presence and purpose, whatever you look like on the surface will be just that, on the surface. But that which is truly within will be brought out in eternity. And that is, in part, the ingredients that go into helping to formulate that eternal body that you have. And so some people may be on the outside, you know, very, very beautiful and very attractive, but inside they're ugly and callous and cold, And when they go on into eternity, what you will actually see is you will see that real being that's inside of them, which is ugly and callous and cold. That's who they'll be in all eternity. And they will go on from this life into that one that way. Whereas those that search for the things of God, those that trust Him, those that love Him, those that have received His forgiveness in the name of Jesus and allowed Him to come inside and renew them within, well, that renewed, life-filled spirit that goes on to be with Him, that spirit, that what's within is manifested without, and is something beautiful. It's something incredible. And God intended for you to live in that line. To set your heart on things above. See, rather than looking to be a success in this life and in this world, focus on fear the Lord and keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. You focus on staying in step with the Father, doing what He would have for you. Because He knows where He wants you to go, He knows what He wants you to do, and He's going to create the way and the means and the opportunity for that to take place. You just have to trust Him. And wherever it is that He has you right now, you just need to be faithful, be diligent. Put in the very strongest and very best that you have in what you're in right now. You know, sometimes people are looking to shift from this thing to that thing and jump all over the place. Look, don't try to save your life in this world. God gave people a warning about that. Don't try to save your life in this world. You know, rather, just fulfill the instructions of God. Whatever the last thing is that God told you, do that. And the next time that He wants you to move on to something else, He'll show you. But, you know, you don't have to figure out everything. You know, just be faithful to the place that He's put you and do that which He has for you to do and let it be at that. You know, don't try to jump too far ahead because you're going to make yourself miserable. And don't be stressed about the past, because it's just that. It's the past. It's gone. It's under the blood. Rather, this day, choose this day whom you will serve. And, you know, as for me and my house, hey, we're going to serve the Lord. And with that, all right, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. And just, hey, keep on keeping on. Don't worry about anything, because God has it under control. Just the very fact that you're hearing this is a good indication that God loves you. And He wants you to continue on in the path that He has for you. And open yourself up to the fact that He has also other things in store for you. And will make it clear in His time what those are, and His desire for you, and what you have to fulfill in those roles as they come due. And so with that, hey, God bless you. Love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right. Hey, talk to you guys later. Bye.